Good morning. I'm Tony Maness. Good morning, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, a Fresno event planner is going to do some work in America's most famous home, house. What's up with this?
Yeah, talk about opportunity of a lifetime. So we're talking about event planner Kimberly Rocca of Kimberly Joy Events and Designs here in Fresno. Was selected to help decorate the White House for Christmas. Actually, this was some work that she did, I believe, over Thanksgiving. So obviously a memorable experience for her. She also had her mother participating in this project, which was overseen by First Lady Melania Trump. About 8,000 applications from decorators and various people around the country were taken for this volunteer opportunity to decorate the White House. They usually pick about 120 people to do this, it's a slim cut. This year it was only 80 because of COVID-19. And as a precaution, before the work even happened, everyone was tested for COVID. There were masks at all times. She didn't get a chance to meet directly with the First Lady, but she did attend a welcome reception for the volunteers hosted by the First Lady. And she actually had a pretty funny story about this portrait of First Lady Jackie Kennedy, who seemed to be following everyone around. You know, when those portraits have the eyes that seem to follow you around anywhere you are in the room, which is pretty funny. Rocca said that this was a great opportunity, given kind of the lull in her event planning business, just like everything else related to COVID-19. It's really put a dent into business for her. So she described this as the bright light in 2020 that restarted her creativity. And I just want to extend congratulations for her on that. Such an awesome thing to be able to do.
Yeah, that story put a smile on my face this morning, Gabe. Thank you very much. All right, we've been waiting for this new Fresno animal shelter, and the price just keeps going up.
Yeah, just like everything else, right? So the council approved changes to this project, the no-kill animal shelter that they're going to build near Fresno Yosemite International Airport. The bill's going to go up by $2.5 million. This change order will include equipment that the contractor will purchase, which includes cameras, information technology, access control, and a veterinary clinic. So the total cost will be $17.2 million. And according to Mayor Brand, you know, he's a penny pincher. He kind of knows his numbers on this. He says it's a bargain. So this project came about because the county wanted to build a shelter on land donated by Daryl from Daryl's Mini Storage out off of Highway 99. The neighbors complained about that, so they put the kibosh on that project. So the city was left facing a scenario where they might not have animal control. So the Gap actually came to our rescue, sold us about 5 acres on near their distribution center for a buck. So just to float this project, the city plans to sell a $22 million bond to fund all of this. And according to Mayor Brand, that might be done by the end of next year. Interesting thing is because there's a few large projects that are coming up that the council is going to vote for in the future that they're saying they're really going to have some tight oversight for. One of them is the purchase of the B building downtown to house some city departments. So word is from the council that there's going to be several of these projects coming up, and you know they're going to really be on top of taxpayer money, and yeah, we'll see if that happens.
Great stuff this morning, as always, Gabe. Have a great week, man.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
You want more on these stories, all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.